Alan Jones on the phone.
Alan Jones, everybody.
I thought for one moment you were going to say Alice Jones.
That's just the weekend, isn't it? Yeah.
Listen, what you do in your spare time, lad, that's up to you. We ask no questions on here, all right?
Oh, thank you.
I suppose the cassocks got you ready for it, really, though.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me talking about that. That was a bit difficult at school, that was.
I was a cassock boy, you see. So what's your take on it? You never get rid of the old cassock. You have a longing to put the cassock back on. Well, that's what I've found anyway. Yeah, maybe I'm giving away too much secrets now. Yeah. So did you like wearing the cassocks?
Yeah, I did. I loved being in the choir. You know, it was just an amazing experience because, as you know, it's about making the music, but it's also about having a laugh with your friends as well. And it was a really happy time. You know, I was only in a small cathedral in North Wales. It wasn't like one of the big posh ones or anything like that. But it was. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And, part of me would love to be back in that sort of environment, that sort of music again. But, you know, I haven't got time to do anything at the moment. I'm dashing around all over the place.
I wasn't thinking about you going back to church. I was thinking just put the cassock on. You know,
that's what Mrs. Jones has, isn't it?
That's just one of my little secrets.
Next fancy dress, I will.
Listen, I might embarrass you here a little bit, Alice, right? But I've been down a couple of times, like, and you've been there, you've shook me hand, and you haven't realised who it was because I think you were half drunk most of the time. But you and Ed have been on the sherry early morning. But I don't know if you remember the last time. I was a little bit embarrassed, actually, Alad. I was in the green room, and I got a little whiff of Baileys. And it was you, I have to say. You probably won't remember this. And I just felt your hand on my shoulder. And then all I could hear was, put your legs up in the air. And I was gobsmacked, Alad. I hope you got reprimanded for that, did you?
No, that's the sort of behaviour they liked.
Well, I tell you what, it shocked me. It shocked me, I tell you.
You know when you get wintry weather, do you hate it? Because when everyone goes outside and makes a snowman, there must be so much pressure on you, Alad, to make the biggest and the best blinking snowman in your road.
You know what? Do you know all I do from November, January is think of the royalties.
Yay! Hey, he's a man after your heart then,
exactly. We're walking in the air. See, I could have done a duet with you, Alad.
You could. There's always time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. And obviously as well, we've got a tour which is about to kick off, haven't we?
In October, and then the majority of the tour is in March.
Yay. And also, listen, you've got a programme called Weekend, haven't you?
I have. It's on Saturday and Sunday.
I was just going to say to you, when does it go out? I was a little bit confused. I was struggling a bit.
Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it goes out Wednesday at 4. No, it's 8:30 till 9:30 on Saturday and Sunday mornings. But it's off air now until Christmas and then back again end of March next year for half the year.
So I'll have you in bed to myself on a Sunday morning now.
You will.
Oh, way. Listen, on that note, you gorgeous man, thank you so much for doing this for us today on Whittle Radio. You are officially a friend of Whittle Radio.
You're in the circle of trust now, Alice.
And when you're I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Alad, a bad thing is being out of the circle of trust.
Oh,
But being in the circle of trust, right, if anyone has a go at you now, right, you come and see us. That's all you have to worry about.
It's a bit like being a mason, but you don't have to roll your trouser leg up.
I'll roll them back down now. Hey, listen, lots of love to all of you.
Alad, you've been a good sport. You've been a great sport. Alad Jones, everybody!
Yeah!